Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where health and wellness are one. I'm an author, educator, speaker, nurse, fitness trainer, TV and radio show host, and passionate about healthy living. Today's topic is rest and relaxation and stress management. Before I start, I want to mention that at the end of the show, I will give you tell you where you can go get your gift just for listening in. If you have any questions, please do call in. Your call-in number is 657-383-0440, and then I can take your call and we can talk about the things. But again, remember, I am not a doctor. I do not prescribe, but I have a lot of information, experience, and whatnot. Anyways, now let's go to the topic, rest and relaxation, stress management. How do these nouns relate to get healthy now? I was wondering. First I go, oh my gosh, how am I going to do it? And then I said, yeah, it makes sense. When you don't get enough rest, your body is stressed out. When you don't know how to relax, and relaxing does not mean just sleeping or something. It just means doing something else. So you can kind of wind down a little bit and take it easier. And stress management is definitely a very important factor. So let's see. The first question was, how do these nouns relate to get healthy now? So I just said everything actually does have to do with get healthy now. How can they affect our health, our body, mind, and soul? Again, when you rest enough, you manage your stress, and you do all the other things that we mentioned in the previous shows and that are going to come up again in this one, you automatically should get pretty healthy. I'm not saying there are not things that are happening or that are unhealthy within us that we have a choice over, but most of the time we actually can choose whether or not we want to be healthy. Well, I'm going to ask you, what are the benefits we gain by applying these nouns to our daily lives? So, by being rested, relaxed, and taking care of stress management within our own lives, how do we gain from this? And before we go any further, I'm going to ask you, is stress always negative? Because that was actually the idea that I had, and many other people told me, oh, stress is negative, you got to get rid of it, blah, blah, blah. It's not always negative. But the question is, how does the body recognize it? How does the body recognize that we are having stress, be it positive or negative? Well, the body's reaction is to raise the cortisol level in your body. And that has a different outcome than we would like sometimes, because cortisol is connected with the cholesterol somehow, and we need to be able to manage those things to make sure that we don't have too much cholesterol in our body. How do we manage stress? Well, you can do it personally. How? By deep breathing, by not taking everything personally, by not getting upset about everything, by laughing a lot, because laughing is so healthy and it really, really gets the good endorphins to work, which is so awesome. Well, if you can't do it yourself, a life coach might be good. Self-help books are sometimes good too, depending on whether or not you understand them. There are classes for stress management or courses. There are exercises, meditation, so many things that we can use to lower our stress level. And I'm asking you, Are we using those things that are on our fingertips that are handy? Are we using those for our benefit? So what are some of the benefits when we do those things, such as exercise? Well, I know, for example, with me, when I have to go to the doctor, I usually get a little bit uptight because I don't want them to find anything. I want to be perfectly healthy so I can set a great example. And then I feel my blood pressure going up and I go, okay, hold on. I tell the nurse, do something else for a minute. Give me a minute, please. I need to deep breathe. So I take a couple of very deep breaths with inhaling, then hold it for 4 or 5 seconds, and then exhale. I do that 2 or 3 times in a row. And then I say, okay, I'm ready. And by that time, my blood pressure is normal, and everything is going great from then on. That's just a personal experience that I wanted to share with you. The other one, of course, is that we hydrate our body enough. And hydration is not just with alkaline water, but it means also to reduce or eliminate caffeine, alcohol, and the high fruit juices that are sweetened with so many sweeteners, be it corn syrup or even the fructose itself. If it's concentrated, it might be too much. Eating a fresh fruit is much healthier than drinking its juice. With the nutrition, as I just said, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, nuts, all these things are very healthy. You need to take your allergies into consideration if you have any. I, for example, can no longer eat nuts, but I'm working towards it, that I get over that allergy and that I can eat them again because I'm cutting out red meats as much as I can. They're not really that healthy, even when they're raised organically. Exercising is a daily thing. And I found one of the systems that works really, really well to give you the major benefits, which is 30 seconds high intensity. Anything, be it jumping, be it, you know, moving your body or being running up and down stairs or whatever it is, 30 seconds followed by 30 seconds of low intensity, where you just do some moving, like walking in place or stretching your body or balancing your body with certain exercises. And you repeat that for about 30 minutes. So 30 seconds high intensity followed by 30 seconds low intensity. And this way your muscles are not overworked and they don't shut down. And this way also is going to increase your metabolism. What is enough rest? Well, that's for everybody a little bit different. Generally, it's about between 7 and 10 hours, depending on your age and your health. And taking breaks, depending on what you do, what your work is or whatnot. If you can take a 2-3 minute break every hour, or maybe 5 minutes, and do some stretches to release the tension, drink some water, eat a small apple, or eat some dark cherries. Those have all wonderful benefits for your body. So these are some of the suggestions that I have for right now. If you have anything to add, please let me know, either by calling in or contacting me afterwards. I will give you my contact information so you can contact me at any time. I just wanted to go back and say what comes every week and regularly has to do with nutrition, hydration, exercise, enough rest, deep breathing, and of course being able to change the tasks that were taken on hand. Sometimes it takes longer and longer and we get upset and tense. And by doing that, we're actually raising our... That's right. We're raising our levels of the cortisol, because that doesn't like to be hanging in there and just trying to figure out what to do. so it arises. But anyway, I have also mentioned before when we talked about fresh fruits and veggies and stuff, you have several options for that. You can go to the store and buy the regular stuff, which is usually less expensive, but it has herbicides, pesticides, and whatnot on it. Or you can buy the organic things, or go to the farmer's market and go get organic fruits and veggies or whatnot. Or you can have your own garden and just plant it there. Oh, I can hear it. Oh my gosh, I don't have time. I don't have any space. Yeah, those are good ones, and quite often they're true. Well, where there is a will, there is a way, and there are always ways out. For example, for the garden, I'm fortunate that my husband has his garden in the dirt, but I have my garden and I grow my cucumbers and tomatoes and eggplants and hot peppers and bell peppers and things like that on my tower garden, because my tower garden is only takes 2.5 by 2.5 feet. It has a 20-gallon water tank, a half horsepower submersible pump, and it doesn't take much work at all. All you have to do is cut off the dead things, check the roots that they don't go into the pump, so it doesn't plug it up, and it just grows. You set the timer, 15 minutes on, 15 minutes up, especially when it's hot. But in the winter months, when it's cooler here in the Southern California, I just turn it off at night, because then it doesn't really need any water when it has been fully hydrated during the day. And I can tell you, the most fun I have watching that tower garden is just, I plant the seeds in the rock wall and put it in the basket and in the tower garden. 4 days later, I had my first leaves already from the seeds. A week later, I had several leaves. And now, 5 weeks later, I have the blossoms for the cucumbers, and I have the leaves and the length of the thing 3, 4 feet long already. And in the garden, it takes a lot longer, and I don't have to deal with dirt, which is another nice thing. So, just for you to get some information and find out what I'm talking about, I'm going to give you two suggestions. But for the conclusion first, we have a choice to live a healthy and balanced life when we take proper care of ourselves. And again, that counts for everybody who can. Counts for everybody who can do that. So the gift you can go and collect are on the web. It's under thomson.enagicweb.com. That's thomson.enagicweb.com. And that has to do with the water, the healthy water, and what all you can use it for, and how you can eliminate chemicals in your household to live a happier and better life. And the other one is http://denisethomson, denisethomson.juiceplus.com, and that's for the gardening. My contact information is www.michaelknight.com. And my email is dythomson, thomson, at michaelknight.com, michaelknight.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. Until next week, same time, stay empowered. And don't forget, if you want to contact me, I'm more than happy to answer your questions as far as I can. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.